Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Who pays for your wedding? Is there an expectation on your parents to contribute to their adult children's wedding? We're asking you this today because we're reading a piece in the Irish Independent earlier with the headline, "My mum and dad haven't offered to contribute any money to my wedding and we need them to chip in. So how do we bring it up?" And we'd love to talk to listeners about this today. Is it just something that, I mean, is there some contribution always made? Would you ask for it? Do you expect your folks to contribute in some little way? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. TikToker and podcast host known as The Dating Orange joins us here on the programme today because you're currently planning a wedding. Is there an expectation that there'll be some kind of financial contribution?
Oh, there shouldn't be like an actual expectation. You know, if you're lucky enough that your parents have money and they want to do it, that's great. But you definitely shouldn't be expecting it. You should be able to afford the wedding yourself, and anything extra that people give you is a bonus.
Yeah. And like, so you're planning your own wedding at the moment, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. I am, yeah.
Okay. And like, is it something that has come up in your circumstances that, you know, there might be some maybe thing paid for or some kind of a contribution? Is that a conversation you've had to navigate or?
Yes, it is. Yeah. My parents brought it up to me after, like very quickly after I got engaged, and that they would like to do something, which was, you know, very generous of them, and I'm very happy, but I wasn't expecting it. And like a friend of mine in work, we were chatting about it as well, and she said that her parents have helped her out previously with the house, and so there was absolutely like no expectation to get something for her wedding, and they're not contributing to that, you know. And she was like, obviously not, you know, that's perfect, I'm so grateful already for what they've done. But yeah, in my circumstance, if my parents weren't giving me anything, I would never have brought it
never
up either, you know.
It's got to be a difficult question to kickstart.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it seems to be a thing as well that it's more the bride's side that maybe expects it. And then, yeah, like the groom's parents, I don't know, it seems to be a less talked about thing that the groom's parents are expected to give anything.
Because there was always this sort of a, you know, like you used to hear about this years and years ago, that the bride's
dowry.
Yeah, parents or, you know, dad would make, you know, would pay for the meal or some sort of a big hefty contribution towards the wedding. I would have thought that was sort of well long and gone at this stage.
So would I. But like when I was chatting away to my friends, like it was always kind of, it seemed to be the bride's parents still feel that expectation that they do, and the groom's parents, like I'm sure it's moved on now and there are lots of groom's parents who do give money and that's fine. Yeah. But it was just funny to think about these kind of oldie kind of traditions that
are
still
there,
carried through. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I know like a lot of my friends or say females that I know who, you know, wouldn't regard themselves as conservative traditionalists. However, when it comes to the wedding day, they're quite happy to be quite traditional if there's some of these sort of, you know, old suggestions around getting financial help that might be might be there and might be supporting them. And I'm curious because as somebody, you know, that you're obviously from a social media perspective and as a podcast host and planning a wedding yourself, when you chat to your own friends and people you're engaging with, would most of them get some kind of financial help from their parents?
Yes,
they would. Yeah,
that's my understanding, and maybe it's just kind of like it just happened to be my friends that I was talking to. But even I remember I was talking to kind of a distant family member, and she had said she got married 20 years ago, and still her mother gave her 10 grand before the wedding, and then on the wedding day she gave another 10 grand. And that was a long time ago, yeah. But the 10 grand, I think she was like, Jesus, I could have done with the 20 grand, you know, ahead of time, and I would have made different decisions. But the 10 grand, I think, was just to, like, if she was in any debt or maybe she just enjoyed the honeymoon, it was like purposely given at these two separate junctures.
For those reasons, yeah. 087-1400-106 WhatsApp number. Stay with us for a moment. Sean is on the line. Sean, you got married a couple of years ago, is that right?
Yeah, I did indeed. It was actually 5 years next Thursday.
Ah, very good. Very good. Congratulations. Mm. So the parental contribution, is there an expectation on the folks?
I actually read this article this morning and it kind of the sense of entitlement that came through, to be honest. Like, I think in this day and age, there shouldn't be any sort of expectation. If, like, our parents did give us wedding gifts and they were generous gifts at the time, but they were only when the wedding had actually happened. Mm. When we were planning our wedding, like, we didn't plan it thinking that, like, our parents would pay for it. Like, even when we were looking to do it originally, we were looking to do a very small wedding, like, less than 10 people. And then we actually found the wedding venue we went to, which was Mount Druid, and we decided, hey, look, we'll actually do something a lot bigger. But before we made that decision, we went away and we looked at finances. We looked at, okay, is this something that's, like, within our budget? Is this something that we're willing to pay for and save for? And that's how we paid for it. But there was never any expectation that, like, and I even think sometimes when people think about it, there's an expectation that the people coming to a wedding should contribute a certain amount of that as well. And I think a wedding is a personal choice. You shouldn't be expecting other people to pay for your wedding, to pay for that day. And so I really disagreed with this opinion piece.
Yeah, it's funny because I've often heard that, you know, you hear people, couples talking about, well, the meal should pay for itself. In other words, if everyone was to give X amount of money as a guest, that should cover the cost of the meal.
True. But like, and we did factor in there. But one thing actually that kind of threw a spanner in the works for us is like people were saying that to us. We actually got married during COVID and it was the week after the restrictions had just moved from 50 to 100 people.
Oh.
So when we originally planned this, there was a fixed cost actually inside the venue that we had to pay for.
Yeah.
So we had to decide whether or not to go ahead with this. And we were like, okay, we'll just save for it, regardless of how many people are there. If it's six people, we actually had lists going from six all the way up to 200 people of like who we would invite because the restrictions were changing so much at the time. But again, like we planned towards that. There was never an expectation that other people would pay for us. We did the day for us and we paid for it what we wanted as well.
And when you, Sean, go on ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, and the thing about it as well, that's actually quite freeing. So if, because like I have heard of people and their parents were adamant, and it has been with some friends that they were adamant that they would give them a contribution towards the wedding.
Yeah.
But then as a result, they end up having very little control over who they had to invite. Like I had a friend who ended up inviting, I think it was like 70 of her friends' parents to the wedding. She ended up having a really massive wedding. It was 250 people. But
and
70
sorry,
people,
70 of those were the parents' friends?
70 of those were her parents' friends, not even the groom's parents' friends, because they paid for approximately half the wedding. So
they
came
wanted
with like
seats,
conditions and criteria. Yeah,
and
exactly.
Sean,
they wanted their value of money.
I'm curious when you chat to your own friends getting married, and I'm going to come to some of the texts on this at the moment or in a moment. When you're chatting to your own friends who've got married recently, would most people's parents have helped out financially in some way?
Not necessarily. We've a really broad mix of friends. And some people, we've a lot of friends that like they're from outside of Ireland as well. And a lot of them, no, their parents wouldn't have contributed. They've given them a gift and like the gift would be generous. Like some people would be talking about maybe €1,000, €2,000 inside there. But there was never an expectation inside there. And honestly, well, I think the difference is I'm gay, like I'm married to a guy. So a lot of the traditions do go out the window when you're marrying a person of the same sex as well. So I think those expectations went out the window too.
Yeah, go on ahead.
No, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to read this text actually from a listener. 087-1400-106 is the number. My parents paid for my wedding dress and they were delighted to. They wanted to pay for much more, but I actually felt that if somebody else was paying for it, that I couldn't really have the day that I actually wanted. Anne Sheeran is with us, Sean. Anne is a personal finance content creator. You had a micro wedding yourself, Anne. What do you make of this idea that the parents should or shouldn't contribute something?
Yeah, I think it's crazy to have any expectation. And, you know, we had a micro wedding for different reasons. Cost was the main one. We didn't actually have the money to go ahead with a big wedding. But one of the other things was, I kind of, from friends getting married, had kind of understand how much things can spiral. And I really didn't want to get caught up in that. And it kind of sounds, I also read this article this morning, it kind of sounds like that maybe happened to this listener as well. And they're kind of looking to their parents to sort of bail them out a little bit. But I just don't think you should expect your parents to pay. Great if they want to contribute. I think that's definitely a conversation to have before you start to budget for the wedding. But yeah, that expectation is just crazy to me.
Yeah, I know. But I can tell you from the text coming in, Anne, there seems to be an expectation on parents.
It's very interesting, and maybe it's, and I think, you know, there's definitely a lot of tradition around, like, you know, as the other contributors were saying, like the bride's family contributing, and, you know, very like old fashioned. But in my group of friends, it was really like, you know, it was not the norm at all. Like we all, I suppose we all got married a little bit later. We all paid for our own weddings.
My dad paid for our wedding, says this texter. We certainly didn't ask him to, but he felt that he'd prefer to give money to us while he was alive rather than leaving it to us in his will so that we'd have to pay tax on it, says this texter. Another listener says, I find that parents who have money will always contribute to the siblings' weddings significantly, as it'll be treasured memories for them too. Another texter says, traditionally it was the parents' friends at the wedding rather than your own, because your parents were actually paying for it. My parents were annoyed because I didn't want their friends at our wedding. Tara Fay, wedding planner, is with us here on the programme as well. I'm sure you see a lot of this, Tara.
Do you know what? This is such an interesting conversation and it's one that comes up every
all
few years.
All the time,
years.
I'd
and
say. Yeah.
Well, it yes and no, because we have like what we would call wedding cycles. And this sort of conversation and people's opinion of it, I think, changes every wedding cycle. And what I'm talking about with wedding cycles, it is, you know, like as we move sort of every 3 to 5 years, sort of weddings change. And a wedding is such a personal choice. And I also think that people that work with a planner possibly would have different expectations. And also
Why,
then with
Tara?
That expectation, I think people that are working with a planner, the expectation possibly would be, well, we're seeing it now sort of in the next sort of 2 to 3 years going forward, that they're when we're moving sort of like, and I hate to use this sort of like down from millennials to Gen X, but there is an expectation that parents will start paying. And it's actually the parents that are paying and the couples are sort of willingly going along with it. And I think also that the perception has changed slightly because the money is not coming with as many restrictions or expectations as there would have been even 5, 10 years ago. Mm.
Yeah, like this listener here tells me my parents gave us €250. His parents gave us €400 and that was it. We didn't expect any more. We planned the wedding that we could afford and we paid for it by ourselves.
You see, that's the thing. As I say, a wedding is a very personal choice. We always say to our couples, you know, it is your wedding. The clue is in the name. And it's also about like if a lot of people with both sides of the family will start to contribute, and you will find that going forward that both sides are going to become much more involved. We're already seeing it sort of in the next sort of 3 to 5 years.
Yeah. If we were to try and advise this listener today, or, you know, in the article in The Independent talking about the parents that haven't offered any contribution and they kind of need them to chip in some way and they're curious as to how they're going to initiate this conversation, how on earth would you do that?
I think, you know, with weddings, things can get lost in translation very quickly. And anywhere where there is emotion and money involved, it can be a recipe for disaster. So I think the earlier those conversations are had is way better than further down the road where there has been an expectation, maybe that expectation hasn't been met. You know, planners end up being in between sort of like families a lot of the time. So we do get to see a lot of this. But it's about having open, honest conversations and sooner rather than later, because, you know, it could be 6 weeks before and there's a resentment that is going to set in. And maybe the parents did want to contribute or didn't want to contribute, but they were never asked.
Do you have any advice, Anne, on how to navigate that?
I think, to be honest, the advice I would give would have been pre all the planning and just to budget with the money that you already have and anything else as a bonus. So I think my advice is coming a little bit too late. But yeah, definitely a tricky conversation and yeah, definitely one that I wouldn't want to be facing into myself.
Listener tells me I had 5 weddings last year and I'm absolutely exhausted from them. I'm going to elope when I'm getting married. One wedding in the UK cost the bride's parents €70,000. I had to pay €2,000 to be a bridesmaid at it, with dress, accommodation, gift, flights, car hire, etc. If my parents had €70,000 to gift me, I'd much rather spend the money in a house deposit than one day for basically just a huge party. Another listener, yeah, but plenty of these talking about the massive sense of entitlement that people have. And again, this listener, though, and a lot of people too making this point, you'll actually find a lot of parents want to contribute to their children's wedding purely because they don't want to leave it in inheritance. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com if you want to share your story with us. Tara Faye, Anne Sheeran, a podcaster known as The Dating Orange, and Sean, thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.